continuing our discussion of Ger Katan, there appears to be machlokas rishonim as to whether the mechanics of macha are such that the geiris is nekar lemafreya, that if a katan is mocho and he becomes a gadol, then the geiris is nullified retroactive to the time that they were megayim as a katan, or is that macha only effective mikan ulahaba? So the Rashba in our sugya ksuvas yad alef and aleph asks the following kasha. The Rashba, the paragraph beginning v'tamili, he writes v'tamal atzmecha heach ochlin mishki taso v'mdekeva hi eich matirin osal Yisrael u'matirin eishis ish la'alma yidei get shakasvu u'machar mocha v'nasa goy gomer l'afreya. So how can you have a situation where you rely on anything done by this ger katan either as a shkita or for a kiddushin, and then it's going to come out that he's mocha or she's mocha and ends up being a guy lemafreya. V'nimtza eishes ish yotza b'lo get v'yisol ochel nevelos lemafreya u'bolos anachris derechasana. So how can you have a situation where the effect of a macha being retroactively in place, so you end up having to deal with the ramifications of that retroactive macha? So the Rashba in his answer doesn't dispute the premise. The Rashba says that where a person is noheg ki Yisrael, so the chazaka is that he's going to continue that way, and we're not worried about macha. So not that the macha isn't effective l'mafreya, in fact it is, and the Rashba says we're not worried about it because that's a remote possibility. But the Rashba's premise, which is not dismissed in his Terutim, is that macha is in fact okir l'geiris l'mafreya. And that's the assumption that most poskim make l'halacha. We'll see in Achas and Sofer in a few minutes, that's the assumption of Achas and Sofer l'halacha as well. In the Sefer Mishnah Sager, in Simon Nun Zayin, he does make Aaron Rashi. He says Rashi doesn't sound that way. Because Rashi writes on Daf Yud Aleph in Ksubis, V'im Kidesh Isha Misha Micha, that if this Ger Katan now becomes a Gadol, and he's Mocha when he becomes a Gadol, if he's then Mekadesh a woman, Eino Svicha Get. So if he's Mekadesh a woman at that point, he doesn't require a get. Mashma, that had he been Mekadosh a woman previously, at the point that he's mocha, he would have to give her a get. The mashma that is not okir the geirus l'mafreya. Now, I don't know if that deed is necessarily muchach, because so let's say and Rashi writes im kiddush isha mishamicha, if he's mekadesher after the macha, he doesn't require a get. Mashma that if he was mekadesher beforehand and now he's macha, she would require a get, because the geiris was chal up to that point. So is that necessarily so? Is that pashut? Let's say it is nekar mikan l'haba, but right now he's not Jewish. So you're married to a Jew. A Jewish man is married to a Jewish woman, and now they get divorced. He has to give her a get. Let's say a Jewish man is married to a Jewish woman, and now he's no longer Jewish. Not lemafreya. He's not Jewish now, so he has to give her a get. Not necessarily pasha. Right? The Tzitz Eliezer, Chelek Yud Aleph Siman Kaf Ches, discussing the requirement to issue a get in the change in the situation of someone, let's say a baal, who underwent a transformation and is no longer a baal, but now an isha, or holds himself to be an isha, so does he have to give his wife a get? So he quotes in others in that context, the Chumash Hadesha and Psakim, I think it's Kuf Beis, talks about Eishes Eliyahu, again, not necessarily the same issue, but Eishes Eliyahu would be Muteres because there's an Isser of Eishes Ish and not Eishes Malach. So Eliyahu, at the time that he went to Shemayim, changed his status. He's no longer a person, now he's a Malach. So even though beforehand they were married and she would require a get, now that he changed his status, she no longer requires a get. So leaving aside that context, what would you say over here? That a person, let's say the Geirus is Narkarmi Kanal Haba, but you require a get, or he's not Jewish anymore. Usually you don't have that kind of situation. You can't, if one's a Jew, or is a Jew. That's what the in the Mishnah Sager, he quotes from the Chemda Yisrael. The Chemda Yisrael is written by the Vala Klei Chemda. So I couldn't find, I think the Marmalkan that he had in the safe is the wrong Marmalkan, so I couldn't find it inside. But he quotes the Chemda Yisrael as saying that it's much more mistaber that the Geirus, it's much more mistaber that the Geirus is not Karl Mafreya, that it turns out he was never Jewish, because how could you ever have a Jew who becomes not Jewish anymore? But if you do have such a Metzius, so then maybe you shouldn't require a get anyway. Yeah.
Didn't Eliyahu pretty much die?
I'm sorry?
Didn't Eliyahu die off of his
name? How do you know?
Because there's no longer a human being
there. But he didn't die.
His body ceased to exist.
Or went in a place where we can't see it anymore. The Shulchan Chedesh in there assumes that he didn't die, otherwise that would solve the problem. But he was transferred to another state of being.
So his physical body still exists?
Well, no, but is that necessarily synonymous with death?
So the body needs to continue to be in the world, but the blood stops flowing through it, otherwise he's not dead?
I don't know. Let's say the body is not in the world anymore. Does that mean the person is dead?
Is the body still working?
I don't know. That's beyond our topic here. I'm not sure. The Rambam, then the Mishnah Sagir quotes that some make the following deek in the Rambam. The Rambam, Melachim, Perek Yid, Alach Gimel, we spoke last time about the fact that the Rambam only has the details of Macha in Hilchas Melachim and Hilchas Yisiri Biyah. The Rambam in Melachim Perek Yud Halacha Gimel has the following. We quoted this last time. Benoach Sheniskayer Umal V'Taval V'Acher Kach Ratzal Lachzor Me'achari Hashem Elias Ger Toshav Bilvad. So you have a regular nice adult Nochri that he's Megayer, and now he has Charata, buyer's remorse, wants to go back. Ein Shamelo. So wants the Jew, or is the Jew too late? But if the Geirus was when he was a katan, so then he could be mocha when he becomes a gadol. Fine. So some say in this Rambam, the Reisha, where the Rambam talks about a regular ben Noach who's megayer and then wants to go back, so there we're talking about potentially revoking the Geirus right now. There's no option of revoking it l'mafreya, so you can't revoke it now either, but that, the whole nidun is by revoking it now. So in the case of Ger Katan also, the parallel would be to revoke it now, that it's only Nekar Mikan Labah, not l'mafreya. Then he quotes B'Shem the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav wasn't convinced by the Diyuk enough to, that that should affect the din. So the Hachra, generally, the more accepted assumption seems to be that the Geirus is Nekar L'mafreya, as is pretty mefurish in the Rashba, and that's the assumption of the Chassid Sofer. He thinks that's the position of Tosfos also. Chassid Sofer, Yerodei Simi Reishon and Gimel, Yerodei Reishon and Gimel is quoted in Piskei Tshuva. Do you have a Shulchan Aruch in front of you?
Yeah.
So take a look, we'll read the Piskei Tshuva citation in Sifchat and Gimel. Sorry, Sifchat and Ches. So the Shuvah Slas and Sofer Yerodei Reishon and Gimel Hela da filu gamli dasa shalobik dusha koshin is gairu imo echem meavos of eni yachalimchas. That's what we discussed last time, that according to the Chassan Sofer, there's no option of macha when the father is megayer with the kid. Me'acher shedas harif perkacholis de la'olam eni yachalimchas afilu gairu bezim. The rif doesn't quote the din of macha at all. La halacha u'balachis gedolos yakal dvar divrei kabbalah pasuk al kopanim ve'viyu avos of afilu nis gairu imo eni yachalimchas. The Karlovado Shagam Dasa Rambam, Hukach, so he thinks that's the Rambam's position also, that Heviyaso Av, you can't be Moch, and that's why the Rambam doesn't quote any Sirebiyah. Okay. I'm skipping a little bit. Because of Oat. Hecha de Yacha Limchos Vadai, where macha does work, the chazal over things that only works in a limited situation. Where it does work, it works in mafreya. The hayayin and nishar shenaga bo kodem achaso hu kichol maga akum katan b'yayin shalanu. If you touch wine in the interim, that becomes a problem. Bimba bas yisrael b'yosef ben tef nifla mikuna. And let's say that he had relations with the Bas Yisrael once he was of age of having proper bia at the age of 9. So she becomes Tzul Mikuna because of Afreya, he's a Nochri. Ella what? So the context of the Chazon Sofer's Tshuva here is Bracha. So he was asked, so how could you ever say Bracha on a Ger Katan? You should be Choshesh that it could be Bracha Levatala because he could be Mocha. If he's Mocha, he's going to be, the Geirus is going to be Nakam Afrei. It turns out there never was a Geirus. That's a Bracha Levatala. So the Chazon Sofer isn't bothered by the Bracha issue, and that's the continuation of the excerpt here. Ach anu ein tzrichin lachush l'zaklal shema yimcha v'lachein mevarchim b'shas tvila u'manichin asaliga b'yayin alinas eliish alis alisrael. So essentially what we saw in the Rashba, that we're not worried. So just like we're not worried, we allow him to marry, we allow him to touch wine, we're not concerned about the possibility of macha, even though it's a possibility. So to linyan bracha, we're not concerned about the possibility that maybe he'll be macha, although in a chanami, if he were to be macha, Taka would turn out that it's a bracha levatala. So he says, by analogy, the same thing is true when it comes to truma, that there is a mechanism of being shoal ala truma, your mafresh truma, and there's a way of doing she'ela on that truma, so that truma reverts back to a status of tevel. So are you going to tell me that you shouldn't say brach on a freshest truma, because there's always a possibility that you could be shoal ala truma, and it'll end up being tevel l'mafreya, and you aren't mafresh anything? So that we're not choshesh for. Even though it's a technical possibility, but that's so remote, or that's not the norm, that doesn't come into the cheshbon, linyan bracha. So the same thing when it comes to ger katan, even though there's a possibility of macha, but bashir risham, at the time that you're doing the geiris, a bracha is still in order. The different practices of Batei Din, whether to say a bracha on Gir Katan. The Rosh Hashanah says not to say a bracha on Gir Katan. Other Batei Din, some Batei Din do. So if there's a father who's coming with the kid, the father can say the bracha, perhaps the Bezim would say the bracha. The different practices about whether to actually say a bracha on Gir Katan. Okay. We also discussed previously the sugya of Muberish and Iskaira. We spoke about that initially in the context of the order of Mila Tfila, which emerges from the Machlokas, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, over there on Ayin Ches, in the sugya of Muberish and Iskaira, whether the Mila done for the child born after there's a Geiris in utero, is that a Mila of Geiris or a Mila of regular Mila Yisrael? So in the context of that discussion, so we also noted the suffix of a shayla that the Node of Yehuda raises in the Dagon Revava, that if Muberish and Iskaira, the Bezin's unaware that she's Muberish, is a Geiris Chal on the Uber. So the Dagon Revava has that as a question. So we noted that the Aruch HaShulchan is Mekel, and that also relates to the question of Yediyas HaDayanim in general, which Rosh Hechter talks about, which we know that Rav Jolti talks about in his piece on the Torah Shabbal Peh, that could be a chisoni, a diyas ha-dayanim, the dayanim have to know what's going on, and if they're unaware that she's muberes, it won't be effective for the uber potentially because of that chisoni yediyah. So Rav Schechter had the shayla a number of years ago, the maiso, I think think he said it was someone involved in NCSY who was Megayer, and the Beis Din was unaware that she was pregnant at the time. She didn't tell the Beis Din, and then subsequent, while she was still pregnant, she told the Beis Din that she was indeed pregnant. The Beis Din was unaware that she's pregnant at the time of the Geiris. So Rishef is choshesh that you do require another Geiris. So they said, okay, so let the pregnant woman go to the mikveh again, and the Geiris will be chal on the Uber. So Rishef didn't think that that is effective, because the Gemara there in Yuvamas Ayin Ches has two potential reasons for why Mubarashim Zgar is effective. The Gemara first says, Hain Ravise, that even if you don't come on to, the Gemara then says, Uber Yerachimo. So even if you sue Uber Yerachimo, then the Geiris is effective on the Uber, because that's part of the mother. But even if you assume that Uber Lav Yerachimo, but the Gemara says, Hain Ravise, it's all one package. It's all one unit. So Shechter thought that the Hainer Avise wouldn't necessarily work if you're only being Megayer. Hainer Avise is in the context of Chatzitza. It's why isn't there a Chatzitza that's chotzeis between the Uber and the water? Because the Uber is enclosed in the mother. So that should be a problem of Chatzitza, right? How could the tefillah be effective for the mother? So the Gemara says either Hainer Avise is all one unit, it's all one person, or Uber Yerachima. So Shechter thought that the Hainer Avise doesn't help, that only helps if you're Megayer Oven together. But if the Geiris isn't working on the mother, the mother's already Jewish, and you want to be Megayer the Uber alone, that wouldn't work. That would be a Chatzitza problem. And he had a riot from the Mishnayos and the third Berak in Chagiga. The Mishnayos there in Chagiga talk about under what circumstances could you be Tovel a Kli B'toch Kli. So is that a problem of Chatzitza? You have one Kli and you have another Kli inside the one Kli. So the inner Kli isn't touching the water. So is the outer Kli that's enclosing the inner Kli a Chatzitza that would invalidate the Tefillah of the inner Kli? So the Gemara, the Mishnah, is distinguished between Truma and Hektish and Kachim, but that is part of this issue of whether the Tefillah could work just for the Uber without the woman. So that the Rosh Hashanah should be machmer that. And at the time, I think his son Reb Shai was learning in Eretz Yisrael. So he asked Shai to ask the Shalat to Rav Yashiv, and Rav Yashiv had the same conclusion that the Geiris wouldn't work on the child on the Uber if the mother was already Jewish. It could only be one package, and that's what Hainer Avise meant. Now Shai pointed out, there is a line in the Pesach Tshuva that may shed light on this. That the Pesach Tshuva in Sifkat Adva, of course, at Teferis Lamosha, Shekasav Dafka Kishineskai Rehi. That when is it that the Geiris works for the Uber? That's where the mother is converting. Aval Ilo Neskai Rehi. But if she's not being the Gaia herself, then we don't require a tefillah for the son. You have the old fuss. What does it say there? In Sifkat and Vav?
Sifkat and Vav. In
the Pesach Tshuva. Aval ilo nesgai rehi lo matzrichinan.
In the parentheses, there's a
tefillah
of
Livna.
Hang
Shon. I'm sorry,
Lo Matzuchinan. It says Lo Matzuchinan. Look here.
And there's a parenthesis?
There's parentheses.
What does it say in the parentheses?
Tuf Sam, it's a Tuf Sofer.
Tuf Sofer, right?
Yeah, Besorach Lomar
Matzuchinan. Right. So that's, so there are two Gersos here. So when Rav Shai pointed this out to Rav Yashiv said that you can't pass anything based on the Pesach Tshuva, because it's not clear what the correct gears is. Is the gears that you need tefillah, or the gears that you don't need tefillah? Okay, the Rav Shachter, no one else really discusses this in print, so far as I can tell, but that was the Shabbat Rav Shachter got once, so he thought you have to be machmir on, and then you'd have to wait for the baby to be born, and then do a tefillah on the baby as a regular gear kata. Okay. We're just trying to tie up some loose ends today and tomorrow with our final shiur on Geiris. So let's talk a little bit about the sugya of a ger functioning as a dayan for a geris. This is a shayla we encountered a couple times in the Beis Din a number of years ago, where we discovered that there are two different ad hoc batei din that had been megayir a number of people, and one of the dayanim on one of the on these batei din was himself a ger. So does that pose a problem lechachilim b'di'eved when it comes to geiris? This was a topic that somehow engendered a lot of discussion and reaction at the time. You can even read the editorials about it in the Jewish Week from about 10 years ago. So the starting point for this discussion is the Gemara in Yevamos and Daf Kuf Beis Amud Aleph in the context of Chalitza, where the Gemara says, the very bottom of Kuf Aleph Amud Beis and Kuf Beis Amud Aleph, Amar Rava Ger Dan Es Chaveiro Dvar Torah, that a ger is licensed to serve as a dayan to judge another ger. Shenamar Som Tasim Alach HaMelech Asher Yivchar Hashem Alakach Abo Bikar Vachacha Tasim Alach HaMelech Alechu Dibinam Bikar Vachacha Aval Ger Dan Es Chaveiro Ger, that a ger is precluded from being dayan of Yisrael because that's a violation of Bikar Vachacha. The dayan has to be Bikar a Melech, and by extension, a dayan has to be mikar v'chacha, but a ger can be done as chaveiro hager. So Tosfos, the Rishonim, are bothered that this seems to be against the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Lamevav Amebeis, says, the Mishnah says, Akol Kshayim Ladun Dine Maminus, and the Gemara says that Akol is Lasuye Ger, that a ger is licensed to be done Dine Maminus, it sounds like without restriction. So here we have a memra that a ger can only be done another ger, and the Gemara and Sanhedrin Lamed Vav says a ger could be done chaveiro le'inyan maminus. The Rashi here on the top of Kuf Beis Amud Aleph, if you have a Gemara in front of you, Rashi writes ger danas chaveiro dine nefashos de'ilu dine maminus afilu l'chol Yisrael de'tanan kol kshayim lo dine maminus. So Rashi says, no, the difference between the sugyas is Dine Maminus versus Dine Nefashos. The Maimra here in Yevamos is talking about Dine Nefashos. When it comes to Dine Nefashos, a ger can only be done another ger. It can't be done a Yisrael. When it comes to Dine Maminus, then a ger can be done a Yisrael. Okay, so simple chiluk. The Gemara in Yevamos is talking about being done for Dine Nefashos. The Gemara in Sanhedrin is talking about being done for Dine Maminus. That's Rashi. Tosfos, both there in Sanhedrin Lamavavim and Beis, Dibur Maskel Chada, and Tosfos in Armasefta on Memheim and Beis, Dibur Maskel Kevan, Memheim and Beis, Dibur Maskel Kevan. So Tosfos is bothered by the same problem. How do you reconcile our Gemara with the Gemara in Sanhedrin? The Tosfos answers, no. The Gemara in Sanhedrin is also only talking about to be done as chaveiro. So when does the Gemara there mean that a ger could be done for dine maminus? It only means to be done as chaveiro. But a ger can't be done another Yisrael for dine maminus at all. So the Gemara in Yevamos Kuf Beis is talking about bein dine maminus, bein dine nefashos. A ger can't be done a regular Yisrael, even for Maminus, and the Gemara in Sanhedrin is only talking about Dan Es Chaveiro. Okay, so Machlokas Rashi Tosfos, can a ger be Dan a regular Yisrael for Maminus? Rashi says yes, Tosfos says no. Okay, and then there's the third answer to Rishonim. Tosfos in Nida Memtesam and Beis Dibur Maskel Chada, and the Rashi in Yevamos Simon Beis and Mrs. Chalitza, so they say that a ger could be Dan a regular Yisrael, b'dine maminus, where is kiblu layu? So a ger can't be done a Yisrael b'dine maminus b'kviya. He can't assert himself, assert his authority. But if the parties want to come in front of this ger as a dayan and accept him as such, kiblu layu, just like shlosha roei boker, you could accept anyone to be a dayan voluntarily. So then the ger could be done b'maminus. But short of that, like Tosfos, a ger can't be done another Yisrael b'dine maminus. Okay, so that's machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. And then the other opinion of the Bali Tosfos that distinguishes between Kfiyah versus Kiblu alayim. How do we paskin? So in Siman Reish Samates, Seif Yud Aleph, this is the second Siman of Geirus that we haven't really spoken about much yet. Geirus is not just one Siman of Shulchan Aruch, it's two. So the Machaber writes, Siman Reish Samates, Seif Yud Aleph, Le'inyan Din Ger, Kasher Ladin Dine Maminis. So Ger is allowed to paskin Dine Maminis, but who? Shetehei Imam Yisrael. That's only if he's not really a Ger. Avalim Ein Imam Yisrael, Pasol Adonis Yisrael. Like Tosfos, that a regular bona fide Ger cannot be done in other Yisrael, even Dine Maminis. Avala Chaveiro Ger Don, L'chalitza Pasol, Filo Chalitza's Gerim, Achei Aviv Imam Yisrael. So the Bechaber Pasol, like Tosfos, that a Ger cannot be done in other Yisrael, definitely not Dine Nefashos, even not Dine Maminis. And this also appears in Choshen Mishpat in the beginning of Simen Zion. Now some of the Nosei Kalim in Choshen Mishpat Paskin, like the Tosus in Nida, the Smahazis and the Bach and the Shach, they're in Simen Zion in Choshen Mishpat, they Paskin like the Tosus in Nida, like the Rush in Mrs. Chalitza, that Al Yidei Kiblu Alayu, if it's not Bekviya, if the parties want a Ger to be done, then he can be done them Bidine Maminus. So in light of that machlokas, we have to analyze our shayla. Can a ger serve as a dayan for gerus? So that should probably depend on how do we conceive the role of Bezdin for gerus. Is that analogous to Dine Nefashos? In which case, according to everyone, you couldn't be done another Yisrael. Or is it like Dine Maminus? And if it is, and whatever it's like, do we view a ger serving as a dayan for geirus as dan as chavero because he's being dan another person becoming a ger, or is that viewed as dan as Yisrael? So if we view it as din in nefashos, then even dan as chavero wouldn't help. If we view it as dan as chavero, so then if it's been moment, if it's like momentous, it should work. Now, at first glance, we'd probably be inclined to view a bezin for geirus as a bezin for mamonis. After all, as we noted, the Gemara learns out the requirement of bezin of three from geirus from mishpat. It's essentially learning out from mamonis. Just like by dini mamonis, you need a bezin of three. By geirus, you need a bezin as three, right? Ger, sarach, shlosha, mishpat, sivay. So then the only question you have to figure out is this considered done as chaver hager, or is this considered done as Yisrael? So the first to address the shaila directly, seemingly, is Rav Shlomo Kluger. Shlomo Kluger, in his Hagos Chacham Shlomo to Simon Reis Samaches, writes half a line, that this shayla of a ger be done as chaver a ger should be totally on the machlokas Rashi Tosfos. Okay, that's all he says. What does that mean? That is totally on the machlokas Rashi Tosfos. He writes that he explains this elsewhere. The elsewhere was only printed relatively recently in a very posthumous volume of Tshuvas Tuv Tamidas that just came out a few years ago by Machon Chachmas Shlomo. So in the Chelak Hei of Tshuvas Tuv Tamidas, Page Tavkuf Tzadi Hey, he writes as follows: Gam Guf Hadin Im Ger Kasher Lios Bezdin LeKabel Gerim Ein Zavar. So not so clear what the status of such a bezdin would be, whether a ger could serve as a dayan for gerus. Hinei Hein Emes L'das Rashi Yivamos to Ger Danas Chaver a Ger Afil Dina Nefashos Shita Diachal LeKabel Gerim. So if you all like Rashi, that a ger can be dayan chaver a ger even for nefashos, then he definitely could serve as a dayan for geirus. Ach l'das ha-tosos ha-cholkim sham v'yisfir l'hu didin ha-nefashos eino yachal adun v'bal karachach heichi debi'in an mumchim lo mahani ger afil l'chaver a ger. But according to Tosfos, that he can't be dan for dinei nefashos, even chaver hager. And Tosfos writes in Yevamos Mem Vav that gerus is like zelos v'chavalos, that you need a bezdin of mumchim. And nowadays, as we discuss, we're only mekabel gerim based on shlichusayu. So if you need mumchim, if you need smuchim, or shlichusayu on the original smuchim, then mistaber that they have to be full Yisraelim and not gerim. Because if a ger can't be a mumchim even if he wanted to, so then it should be excluded. So he concludes that according to Tosfos, a ger cannot be an abezin for gerus. That seems to be his concern, lahalacha, that since we assume, like Tosfos, which is how he passes Shulchan Aruch, that a ger can't be done chaver a ger, even can't be done in Yisrael, even by dine mamonis. So here, it's not considered done chaver a ger because you need mumchim, you need dashlikusayu. He thinks it shouldn't work. It sounds like even b'di'evet. There's a psak printed in Piskei Din Yerushalayim. Piskei Din Yerushalayim, Chelek Zayin, page Tuf Yud Zayin. Chelek Zayin, page Tuf Yud Zayin. The shaila there was that there was a bezdin who was getting together to do geirus in Yerushalayim, and they were convening to do the milah. And two of the dayanim were supposed to be there, didn't show up. So they pulled in two people off the street, so to speak, to be mashlim the bezin for Mila. And it turned out after the fact that there was a ger on that bezin, unbeknownst to the, that's why you shouldn't pull people off the street to be a dayan. So they found that after the fact that one of the people they pulled off the street was a ger. So Shaila was, is that gerus good b'di'evet? So there's more to be makel about, because anyway, Bezdin is a ma'ake for Mila. So ultimately, they're a makel for that reason, but Reb Avram Dov Levine, the Bezdin there, writes, or suggests, that maybe Geirus should be analogous to Dinei Nefashos, not to Dinei Maminus, because they're nafkaminas for Nefashos. The quotes of Gon in Evan Ezra Simon Yud Zayin, that's the Simon of Edus Isha, the Gon in Evan Ezra Simon Yud Zayin Sivkat and Kuf Lamed Aleph, Yud Zayin Sivkat and Kuf Lamed Aleph, that why do you need a bezdin of three for heter aguna? You need to convene a bezdin of three people to be mater a woman to accept Edus that the husband died, and she's free to remarry. The Gon writes, Shere Yeshba Dine Nefasha Siddini Maminus. Technically speaking, you're just being Gove Edus, you're not paskening directly on a dina nefasha shayla, but there are ramifications of dina nefashas. If you're going to allow an HSH to remarry, that's dina nefashas. So where there are ramifications for dina nefashas, that may have the status of dina nefashas, and then maybe a ger, even if you would assume that a ger, even if you assume like Rashi, that a ger could be dinas chadero by dina mamonis, but not so for Dina Nefashas. Rav Schefter quotes, printed in Ginos Ego, Simen Lamin Hei Osei, Simen Lamin Hei Osei, Sefer Shalmi Shmuel, written by Rav Shmuel Yavlov, who was a Rav in Syracuse, page Kuf Lamed Vav. So he points out a Diyuk in Rashi and Kedushin, Samach Beis Amid Beis, Rashi Kedushin Samach Beis Amid Beis, which is a parallel Gemara to our Gemara Yevamos Mem Hei of Mishpach Sevei, that a bezin gerus requires a bezin of three. So Rashi there writes that why do you need three? What are the three that you need? Yisraelim. You need three Yisraelim. Sheniskakin lo lahatbila ula dia mixas mesas kalas v'chamuros. You need three Yisraelim to do the tefila and to do the adas hamitzvah. So why does Rashi say three Yisraelim? Riyavlo thinks that maybe Yisraelim is lafuke gerim. Otherwise, why do you have to say three Yisraelim? That seems to be extra. Ali thinks it must be Lafuke Gerim. Shachter didn't think that's necessarily the most compelling idea, because maybe Yisraelim is Lafuke Smuchim, or Mumchim. So it's enough to have three normal Jews, you don't have to have Smuchim. But if Rav Schechter thinks that this fits into his mahalik, that the bezin for geiris is representing the Shechina, what we quoted previously from Mishul Kutner, that the bezin is the stand-in for the Shechina, the representative of Klal Yisrael bringing someone tachas kanfei Shechina. So to do that, you can't. Doesn't make sense that you could have a geir as part of the bezin. It has to be the born representatives of Klal Yisrael. And that's what they quote in that piskei in the Ha'aras of Yashiv's Shirim Amasechus, Ha'aras Amasechus Kedushin, to Daf Ayin Vav Amud Beis. They quote from Rav Yashiv. Rav Yashiv said that a ger is possible to be a dying for geiris, even b'di'evet. And that psak din that we quoted, there they quoted from Rav Yashiv to be mekel about the mila, not to require a tafa, because anyway, when it comes to mila, it could be bezin is ma'akeh for mila to begin with, and there's a safek, it's a double safek, whether you need a bezin likuva, whether ger is kasha to be dayan for geiris. But in the Shiur HaKedushin, they quote from Rav Yashiv that a ger can't be a dayan even with the evan. Who are the makilim? So Rav Gedalia Felder in Nachlas Svi, Chelek Beis, page Reish Kavav, Chelek Beis, page Reish Kavav, he assumes with the Davar Pashat that a ger could be a dayan for geiris, and that's no different than Dinei Maminus. It's considered Dan Chaver HaGer. So just like a ger could be a dayan for Maminus for another ger, a ger could be a dayan for geiris for another ger. And it sounds like he's master that even Lechachila. And that's the position of Tshuva Sheiris Yisrael, Yerodea Simen Kav Beis, Tshuva Beis Mordechai, Chelek Aleph Simen Pei. So he had another argument, the Tshuva Beis Mordechai, Chelek Aleph Simen Pei. A question is asked, this is post-war Tshuva. The community in Rome had a ger who was serving as a dayan for geiris. So the Beis Mordechai argues that that's like Kiblu Alayu, because the Bezin isn't enforcing their authority. The person's coming voluntarily to Bezin to be Megayer. So that's considered Kiblu Alayu. That's not Alayu Dekviya. And therefore, like the Tosfos in Nida, like the Rush in Mrs. Chalitza, that would be mutter for a ger to be dan dine maminis shalom b'kviya. That would be mutter for a ger to be a dayan and a bezin for geiris. That's also considered shalom b'kviya. And more recently, Rabbi Avadia Yosef Toledano, who's the grandson of Rabbi Avadia, sits now in Rav Asher Weiss's bezin. So he sent me a brief, I wouldn't call it a tshuva, but a brief a two-line paragraph that his grandfather had written, which wasn't published, in which he assumes that ger could be a dayan for a bezdin for a geiris. So when we had the shayla, because it turned out to be seemed to be a machlokas haposkim, and this is a serious issue, so our recommendation, that was the psak of our bezdin or gedalia dov Schwartz, was that where possible, someone became aware that they had a geiris done with a ger as a member of the bezdin, it would be better to redo it. Rav Schwartz thought that b'di'evet there's one to be mekel about if it was impossible to redo the geiris. You have someone who ended up becoming less observant, so years after the geiris it wasn't shayach to redo it. Then Rav Schwartz thought that b'di'evet you could be mekel to accept the person as such, but l'chachila it would be better to redo the geiris. Rav Schechter thinks that it's not good even likuva, that you definitely have to redo the geiris. That's something that we've encountered a few times. Right, the other note that I forgot to mention about ger katan is that this comes up more and more in the context of situations of questionable maternity, situations of babies conceived through artificial reproductive technology, where either you have a Jewish genetic material, a Jewish egg that's carried by a non-Jewish carrier, or you have a Jewish carrier who's carrying a non-Jewish egg. So there, that still seems to be a machlokas haposkim. If push comes to shove, who is the halachic mother? In our Beis Din, Rabbi Willig is very strongly of the Me'ikra Din opinion that the genetic mother is the halachic mother, and Rav Schwartz is of the strong opinion that on the Ikra Din level, the mother carrying the baby is the halachic mother. He has a Remeir Arik that he thinks sounds like that, the Raya from Kalayim, not, or from Orla. It's not our sugya right now. Rav Yashiv may have been quoted otherwise originally, but Rav Yashiv was quoted in the later years as holding that the genetic mother is the more Mikra than halachic mother, as Rav Avadya's position is. Shlomo Zalman sounded like he was quoted as saying the other way. But bottom line, in practice, but they didn't both here in Eretz Yisrael, are of the general assumption that a gerus should be done at least l'chumra in either situation, or there's any shaila if either of the potential mothers is not Jewish, then a gerus, whether you call it a gerus l'chumra, you call it a regular gerus, doesn't make a difference, but a gerus would be in order. And in terms of ger katan, we've seen just over the last decade a significant drop in the number of adoptions within the frum community, and a significant increase in the cases of a non-Jewish player in a artificially reproduced baby, and people coming to Beis Din for gerus in those situations. So adoptions are way down, and various fertility treatments are way up, with the gerus ramifications that those have. That raises the question that is still a little bit unresolved: do you have different standards for ger katan under those situations? Meaning, if you hold that mikra din, the baby's Jewish, and you're just doing a lechumra, you may be inclined to have a slightly lower standard for ger katan. In practice, our general approach until now has been that we pretty much have the same standards, because al asad that you need the gerus, then you have to meet the standards for ger katan. If you don't need the gerus, you don't need it. But that still seems to be a issue for discussion, where the jury is not totally out. Okay, then we'll stop here for today, and tomorrow we'll conclude with the Havchana topic, and maybe a few other sort of short haras. Tomorrow what time?